With that order still ringing magnificently in the air, I strolled proudly off down the street. Then, realizing that I had forgotten the wagon, I returned grandly to retrieve it. That wagon is a terrible liability. I feel as if I'm stuck with a retarded child who deserves constant attention. I feel like a hen sitting on one particularly large tin egg. Well, here it was, almost 2 o'clock, and I had sold exactly one hot dog. Your working boy would have to bustle if success was to be his goal. The occupants of the French Quarter obviously did not place frankfurters high on their list of delicacies, and the tourists were not apparently coming to colorful and picturesque old N.O. to gorge themselves upon paradise products. Clearly, I'm going to have what is known in our commercial terminology as a merchandising problem. The evil Clyde has in vengeance given me a root that is a white elephant, a term which he once applied to me during the course of one of our business conferences. Resentment and jealousy have again struck me down. In addition, I must devise some means of handling M. Minkoff's latest effronteries. Perhaps the Quarter will provide me with some material. A crusade for taste and decency, for theology and geometry, perhaps. Social note. A new film featuring my favorite female star, whose recent circus musical excess stunned and overwhelmed me, is opening shortly at one of the downtown movie palaces. I must somehow get to see it. Only my wagon stands in the way. Her new film is billed as a sophisticated comedy in which she must certainly reach new heights of perversion and blasphemy. Health note. Astonishing weight increase, due no doubt to the anxiety which my dear mother's increasing unpleasantness is causing me. It is a truism of human nature that people learn to hate those who help them. Thus, my mother has turned on me. Suspendedly, Lance, your besieged working boy.
The lovely girl smiled hopefully at Dr. Talc and breathed,
"I just love your course. I mean, it's grand."
"Oh, well,"
Talc replied delightedly.
"That's very kind of you. I'm afraid the course is rather general."
"Your approach to history is so vital, so contemporary, so refreshingly unorthodox."
"I do believe that we must cast aside some of the old forms and approaches."
Talc's voice was important, pedantic. Should he invite this charming creature to have a drink with him?
"History is, after all, an evolutionary thing."
"I know,"
the girl said, opening her eyes wide enough so that Talc could lose himself in their blueness for a moment or two.
"I only wish to interest my students. Let's face it, the average student is not interested in the history of Celtic Britain. For that matter, neither am I. That's why, even if I do admit it myself, I always sense a sort of rapport in my classes."
"I know."
The girl brushed gracefully against Talc's expensive tweed sleeve in reaching for her purse. Talc tingled at her touch. This was the sort of girl who should be attending college, not ones like that dreadful Minkoff girl, that brutal and slovenly girl who had almost been raped by one of the janitors just outside of his office. Dr. Talc shuddered at the very thought of Miss Minkoff.